Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Columbo Chronicles Live every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that would be about noon over on the East Coast, lunchtime, snack time. Grab a cup of coffee because we're going to talk about selective prosecution, selective persecution, which I coined, as well as coining political nepotism. So today in iPatriot, it states that special prosecutor ignores Trump's Fourth Amendment rights. And that's by Dustin Kohlhofer. The Fourth Amendment reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Now, interestingly enough, is that it says that only a warrant shall be issued upon two important words, probable cause. And yet, did they go in immediately and confiscate Hillary Clinton's computers and documents? Did they go in immediately based on probable cause and access all of the computers and documents in Huma and Wiener's home? Leftists may claim they have every right to give President Trump an anal cavity search, but that lie is premised on their baseless accusation of Russian election tampering and collusion, which is devoid of evidence or facts. If the government had the right to dig into the finances of anyone at any time, which they've probably done, and you're not supposed to do if you are an employee of the government, then no Democrat, drug lord, or mobster boss would be safe. Most especially Obama, who weaponized the government against the people of the United States by using the IRS to persecute conservative groups and initiating an illegal investigation of the Trump campaign through the intelligence agencies, would already be up on trial for all treasons he committed in the name of foreign agencies while president. So maybe Lois Lerner took the Fifth Amendment. Maybe she was in fear of her life, since witnesses and whistleblowers either disappear or shoot themselves in the back a couple of times, walk into a forest and to die, and then there's no dirt on their shoes. Or they're found under mysterious and suspicious circumstances, and then it is never solved but forgotten. Because that is called living under fear of your government. Wipes out witnesses and whistleblowers from coming forward, which is the goal, apparently. So maybe Lois Lerner was in fear of her life and many others of testifying before Congress. After all, we now have radicals infiltrated into our military and into our law enforcement who are shooting women in cold blood who call the police. Limitless Mueller investigation expands to include Trump business dealings. And there you go on that one. If there's going to be this effect to dig up any possible dirt on Trump for daring to intrude on the Washington establishment trying to bring them to heel, then the people need to demand an investigation of every last Washington politician. Members of both parties, especially Democrats, become filthy rich while serving in government. And as Harry Truman admitted, you don't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. An investigative anal probe needs to be made of the Clintons and Obamas, of Reid, Pelosi, Schumer, Warren, Sanders, and his wife, and all who got rich only by virtue of being in office. These people all got ultra wealthy by their political offices rather than producing anything of value of President Trump that President Trump has spent his life doing. Government corruption, graft, and crony capitalism are the qualities that leftists say they want to root out of Washington. But when it comes down to it, these are the qualities they endorse in their candidates and use to smear the opposition. This is nothing more, than the leftist psychological projection, seeing themselves in their opponents. There are only two ways to make money: do it the right way and trade, or do it the left way and steal. The endeavor by Special Prosecutor Mueller and Deputy AG Rosenberg, both Obama deep state operatives, is nothing more than the witch hunt Trump says it is. Government is not permitted to dig into citizens' past to find something that they can call a crime, nor are they permitted to expose personal information with the sole purpose of damaging a person's reputation. But that is what Democrats are engaging in doing, and they are allowing companies online to dig into everybody's personal information and expose it to the world, which means criminals are getting your personal information, and stalkers and rapists and pedophiles and murderers. Child abusers, spousal abusers. When women are in hiding, they can find out everything and anything about you now for their profit. So are they not violating the constitutional rights to privacy of every American citizen? No more than Lois Lerner and Obama did. Is McCarthyism turned against patriotic citizens, but carried out Nazi style, in which the targets are guilty until evidence can be found to convict them of something else? In other words, it's based on accusation only by the government. That's why Obama and Eric Holder wanted the NDAA law passed, because it denied, as Senator Feinstein stated to the nation, it denies due process of law, which is guaranteed by the United States Constitution, tramples on the Constitution, tramples on due process of law, tramples on individual rights and specific classes and organizations. All Americans. And the only thing that makes us exceptional from the rest of the tyrannical third world nations is due process of law. Communist China, North Korea, and all these communist third world tyrannical countries don't care about due process of law, nor do they exercise due process of law. Their due process of law is to find you guilty based on accusation only and lead you after court into the death mobile in China, where you're never going to be seen again. It's called execution. Swift execution at that. No more than they do in the Middle East, and apparently now in America, where they can join the police force and the sheriff's department and be called out into the scene. And if they're not shooting your dog now, they're shooting American women. Well, shame on the Democrats and the rhinos, because they have blood on their hands for what they have done to our country by allowing foreign enemies to invade our nation, to overthrow our Constitution, threaten our President of the United States and the White House and all Republican supporters. Shame on them. Democrat coup attempt continues as GOP lies down, is another article you may want to read. But anyway, this is an interesting article that we all can think about as food for thought, and the meaning of the Fourth Amendment, which is being violated by TSA, in my opinion, against legal, lawful, loyal, patriotic Americans, law-abiding Americans without probable cause, that we, the loyal, patriotic Americans, are the terrorists. While the terrorists were flown in for 8 years by Obama without having to go through searches, questions, health care checks, background checks, ties to radicalism, ties to terrorist organizations, searches. They didn't have to go through any of that. Naked x-rays, none of it. Because they were flown in secret at night at taxpayers' expense for 8 years. Then his appointee, who are linked to the Muslim Brotherhood as well, who were appointed into the DHS FEMA department, were busing these unidentified foreigners around our country and scattering them around our country to invade, it appears to invade, specific cities like Dearborn and others and claim them as no-go zones for Americans and claim our property and steal our property, which belongs and is owned by the American people born in this country who are innate to this soil, and the immigrants who are generational, loyal Americans who are naturalized citizens and pay taxes. So it is a foreign invasion, according to our U.S. Constitution. It is not a migration of refugees escaping from tyranny and their tyrannical laws who cannot go back to their countries. There are very few Christian refugees, very few Christian refugee families entering, very few families entering, period. The majority are, as we know, into Europe, into America, young, healthy, radicalized men and women who are now speaking out, using our freedom of speech, and saying that we, the American people, should be denied the right to criticize them, because then they want to file a police report and accuse you of offending them under the Obama Democratic hate crimes bill, which discriminates against all Americans if you are a non-Muslim or a non-gay. That is a discriminatory law, and all laws in the United States of America must provide equal protection, and our Congress needs to nullify that law or include everyone. So, what is selective prosecution? Well, I'm going to tell you what selective prosecution is because we need to know when I come back from this important message. So, stay with me.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc, Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back on Columbo Chronicles Live. You're listening to The Rose, and I'm here for you every Wednesday evening live on Blog Talk Radio Network. With special guests every Wednesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 11 to midnight for the sleepyheads out on the East Coast, and you'll have to check the time in your country or your area because this is worldwide online radio. All shows are archived, so you can always come back to Blog Talk Radio, Columbo/Columbo Chronicles, scroll down and listen to any of the shows you may have missed. So what is selective prosecution? In jurisprudence, selective prosecution is a procedural defense in which a defendant argues that he should not be held criminally liable for breaking the law as the criminal justice system discriminated against him by choosing to prosecute. For example, the radicals who commit murder and rape and pedophilia or other crimes in the USA are attempting to impose Sharia law in our courts and appoint their judges into our courts who will uphold Sharia law so that they do not have to go to jail and be punished or prosecuted under U.S. constitutional law, because all of those crimes I mentioned are crimes in America. And no religion in America is condoned for murder, for rape, for incest, mutilation, for scamming, taxes, food stamps, Medicare, or stealing land as their own and denying Americans the right to access their own property, which is an attack on America and the Americans under our Constitution. It is an act of war against America and the American citizens. However, we have a Democratic Congress for the past 8 years who are still in office, even under the Trump administration, and they are career politicians who have become very wealthy. Many are alleged to have funneled money and done some wrongdoings and unethical acts. So what they are doing is they are pointing the finger at President Trump so they can impeach him so they don't have to be prosecuted or punished either or removed from office. That's how it appears to most Americans as we see this two-tier justice system evolved from what I called in my award-winning book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, a three-tier justice system, one for the rich, one for the middle class, and one for the poor. But as they are making the middle class poor, we have a two-tier justice system because they want us all to be equally poor because they are now rich and they have exempted themselves from the laws and held themselves above the laws, and they have become a self-policing, self-disciplining, and self-protecting system for political, personal, and financial gain. That is my definition in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse. Warning, Americans, this was what was happening, but who wanted to believe that the enemies are coming from within and without? And if foreign enemies cannot invade a nation with help without the help from within, think about that. When the in foreign invaders and radicalized foreign invaders are here, as they stayed on to television, on videos, on their own televisions, and on our televisions in our public streets and interviews, they are not here to assimilate. They are not here to become Americans. They are here to steal our land, dominate, they call it dominate, our land, and they are here to impose Sharia law on America. That's it. There's no two ways about it. So, when you have refugees, refugee is a person who is fleeing their country from their tyrannical laws to end up in a free country like America and be grateful and assimilate with the American people, become an American, and embrace their way of life. They don't come here to impose tyrannical laws on the American people. In other words, those are not refugees. That is a fake refugee who is a foreign enemy of America and Americans. Period. It's common sense. And in Obama's executive order, he specifically stated that he was going to secretly migrate millions of Muslims into the USA, beginning in Palestine, before there was any ISIS, before there were any Christian refugees fleeing. And how many Christian refugees can there be in the Middle East? Since it's against their law to be a Christian, and the punishment is death. Think about that. Out of a billion people, how many could be and survive being a Christian? So, he stated in his executive order, which Congress needs to take a look and read it. I know they don't like to read. They need to read it, along with constitutional lawyers. And note that it specifically says that it's under the guise of refugees, under the guise of, I believe it might say, Christian refugees who are fleeing their country into the USA. And he specifically diverted $220 million between him and the approval of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to implement this invasion department under Hillary Clinton. So she knows all about it. She was part of it. This was a secret executive order that was not that was implemented and signed without the knowledge of the majority of Americans until it was too late. And they began migrating the Palestinians linked to Hamas, a terrorist organization. So they intentionally have brought in radicals into the United States of America. Because ISIS wasn't created until down the road. And this Christian refugees fleeing from their country suddenly, where did they all come from? Since those are 57 Muslim nations who implement Sharia law, things to think about. So the Congress and the constitutional lawyers need to look at the fact that these are not refugees that are being funded by the American taxpayers, migrated into the USA through Hillary Clinton's State Department using the refugee agencies who are being paid an incentive, according to credible sources. For every Muslim they enter into the USA, they get a financial incentive, so they're trying to usher in as many as possible without proper vetting, without checking for health communicable diseases, and without checking for radicalization, and without checking to make sure they are refugees and Christian refugees who come here to assimilate, which is what our laws require, assimilation, to be a U.S. citizen. So if they are not refugees or Christian refugees fleeing from their country and from tyrannical laws to embrace America and U.S. constitutional laws and our way of life, then they need to be deported. They are called foreign enemies, and our Constitution clearly states that an invasion of foreign enemies is an act of war against America, and the American people have the right to defend their country and their soil. So the problem lies with the Obamas, the Clintons, and the Democratic key people like Schumer and Waters and Jackson and Lewis and Pelosi and Reid and Sanders and Pocahontas and all those people who have overstayed their welcome in Congress and need to pass the baton on to younger people who are going to be left behind with this mess that they created after they became wealthy and lived the good life and jetted about on taxpayers' money and have been supported most of their life by taxpayer money and will retire on taxpayers' money for creating this nightmare, turning the American dream into the American nightmare. So selective prosecution would be a foreigner who goes into the courthouse and after committing rape or murder or pedophilia or incest or whatever and says he should not be prosecuted because he's not under U.S. constitutional law, but under his religious law, which is a foreign ideological set of laws that are bonded to the religion and can't be separated, but are not to be established in the United States of America because that is called treason and traitors. So what are the Democrats doing to America? What are the rhinos doing to their children, to their grandchildren, to future Americans, to existing Americans, living Americans today? What are they doing to us? That they are in violation of their sworn oaths to uphold, defend, preserve, protect the Constitution, the sovereignty of this land, the constitutional laws of this land, and protect our military men and support them and our veterans and our elderly and our sick. They're only protecting themselves by holding themselves above the law, exempting themselves from the law, and not reading the laws, analyzing or studying the laws, and rubber stamping them approved in favor of illegals and foreign enemies, and punishing Americans who criticize them. That is not constitutional, and that is a violation of their sworn oath, which is a federal offense. So that would be selective prosecution where the judge says, well, under your foreign law, you don't have to follow our laws. Nah, the U.S. Constitution, Obama said it was meaningless. Congress is meaningless. You're right. We're going to give you a pass. Go out and commit more murder of Americans. Go shoot some more women and some more dogs or whatever pleases you and rape more women and children and steal more of our cities as no-go zones. Don't allow Americans to live in their own cities where they were born and raised. Are you kidding me? So, selective prosecution is the enforcement of prosecution of criminal laws against a particular class of persons and a simultaneous failure to administer criminal laws against others outside of the targeted class. So Obama, he must have directed Lois Lerner to target selective persons and organizations such as the Tea Party, conservatives, and Christians through the IRS. And yet, he is not held accountable, is he? And I read recently that she would not testify because she fears for her life. So that's the country we're living in, fear of our government and those who have been slipped into office without being properly vetted by the Democrats and the rhinos, who took bribes for votes, engaged in insider trading, meet with the lobbyists and big pharma lobbyists over in Vegas or some other five-star hotel, who the lobbyists write the laws and the Congress takes the big donations so they can remain in office, continue on with these unconstitutional rubber stamp laws for the masses but not for them. And they exempt the foreign enemies and they exempt the illegals and their donors and their bundlers from the same laws, such as Obamacare, and they hold them all above the law and punish Americans who won't pay up for unaffordable health care and the Cadillac tax, can't afford the Cadillac tax, and they included death panels for Americans to boot. So they weren't guaranteeing that you were going to get health care or that you were going to get your medications, period. Those are called death panels. Unaffordable health care is death panels to America. It's death to America. We'll continue on again when I come back from this important message.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, we're back on Columbo Chronicles Live, and we're talking about President Trump and the Fourth Amendment and how they're going on this witch hunt. And also we're talking about selective prosecution and selective non-prosecution, as in the Hillary case with Comey, where he selected not to prosecute Hillary Clinton, even though he laid out all the evidence and the guilt and said he felt she didn't know what she was doing, even though she was the first lady of Arkansas. She was the first lady in the White House who proposed Hillary Care morphed into Obamacare. She was a lawyer. She is a lawyer, was a lawyer. She was a senator, I believe, and a secretary of state who taught her staff on video how to handle sensitive government documents and cybersecurity. But he felt that he would not prosecute her, not recommend prosecution, as well as Loretta Lynch. That is, in my opinion, selective non-prosecution. So, and that goes back to what I coined as political nepotism, because the Obamas, the Clintons, Bill Ayers, Pelosi, Reid, Schumer, Feinstein, Boxer, Waters, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the Clintons, Eric Holder, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, all go back a long ways. They didn't just meet at the White House. So that, to me, is political nepotism. And it's very dangerous to the welfare and safety of the American people when so many people are on the same gravy train and on the same agenda to deny due process of law, indefinitely detain Americans, punish Americans for freedom of speech to give their opinions or criticisms about foreigners who commit murder, rape, and incest, genital mutilation, and other crimes on our soil, who are possibly here as fake refugees, fake Christian refugees, and who have come to steal our land. So, let's see here. The U.S. Supreme Court has held that selective prosecution exists where the enforcement of prosecution of a criminal law is directed so exclusively against a particular class of persons, like the Tea Party, the Christians, the conservatives, who they also read a presidential directive approved by the Clintons, Bushes, and Obamas, that the conservatives and Christians, Republicans, patriots are considered enemies because they labeled us as extreme right wingers. How dare them? How dare them label the people whose families died for this country, were injured for this country, saved this country from foreign enemies, communism, terrorists, prior to their accessing the White House. 56 men were martyred and their families for signing the Declaration of Independence. They lost everything and died in rags and were tortured and jailed and killed. How dare them? And most of them were Christians, conservatives, Bible thumpers, flag-waving American citizens, patriots. So who do they have disdain for? Definitely not the Democrats, and definitely not the foreign invaders. Definitely not communists, and definitely not socialists. Definitely not liberals. But they do have a target. And that is why they will not stop their attacks against President Trump and his cabinet. They are going to continue as long as they can be healthy because they're becoming elderly, apparently forgetful, confused in their speeches, and very angry and vile, calling for the death to a president of the United States, the assassination of a president of the United States. This has never happened in our history. They are not acting like professionals who represent this nation. They are spewing hate against conservatives, Christians, because most Christians are conservatives. The majority of Americans, while they're favoring foreign laws and foreign enemies invading our nation, who believe that it's their right to rape women, children, marry children, and so forth. Is there anything wrong with that picture? Why, the Bible says those people are worshiping Satan. They have given their souls away to Satan, and they worship the material world and false idols. And as the Bible says, when that happens, and too many people turn their backs on God in this blessed land that He gave to us, bad things are going to happen to good people who don't stand up, speak up, and become proactive with community government, state government, and federal government. You say, oh, well, it doesn't It doesn't matter if you call them. They don't care. That's what you think. That's what you think. You're polite, but you're firm, and you give your opinion about the unread, unconstitutional laws that they're passing that punish Americans. Because that isn't what we pay them to do. That's your right. Exercise your freedom of speech. Exercise your constitutional rights, or as Obama said, you must give up all your liberties. The moment that you stop voting, the moment that you stop speaking up for what's right and speaking the truth, you will be buried in their web of deception and lies. And there will be no way out, because you'll be taken in FEMA trains to FEMA camps, perhaps. Because you were afraid to speak up and speak out for God, for honesty, for integrity, for principles, for values, for traditions, and the American way of life. You were afraid to speak up so that your children, grandchildren, and future generations can live in the America that was before the age of the Clintons, Holders, Obamas, Comeys, Lynches, and so forth. The Democrats. Not that all Democrats are as unethical, shall we say, or anti-American, anti-Constitution, anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-patriot, as the outspoken career politicians, perhaps. But they aren't speaking up either, are they? So, let's see, the U.S. Supreme Court has held the selective prosecution exists where the enforcement or prosecution of a criminal law is directed so exclusively against a particular class of persons with a mind so unequal and oppressive that the administration of the criminal law amounts to a practical denial of equal protection of the law. So the hate crimes bill definitely does not provide equal protection of the law for all Americans. It only protects the radicals who have entered our country, and most are fake Christians, and the gays. Well, the rest of the country is left vulnerable to them and their accusations against Americans that can cause you a lot of unaffordable legal fees, financial, physical, and emotional distress, and possibly your freedom, loss of business, loss of home, loss of family. We are losing our country is what is happening. So on that note, I will talk to you again on Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at Colombo Chronicles on Blog Talk Radio Network. And we'll have a very special guest, Patricia Bragg, very famous lady, very healthy lady, who has a long legacy and will talk to us about how to stay healthy. That's very important now that Obamacare is leaving so many people vulnerable and without health care and without their medications and the assistance they need. So God bless you. God bless America. Stay healthy, stay happy, and God bless our military.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Colombo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Colombo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColomboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Colombo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.